Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you today. We're sharing with you on the subject of overcoming bitterness in your life. God doesn't want you to have bitterness. If you have bitterness, that's going to be an evil fruit that is going to really work against you and just eat you up and open the door for the devil to work. You know, the Bible says, let go of all bitterness, all that anger, all that wrath, let it go. Do you have bitterness in your life? If so, God wants to root it out. It's got to go. What's the cause of bitterness? Some kind of destructive thing that occurred in your life? Something that was very painful? Something which brought a lot of sorrow? Something which brought many times you to react with anger or hatred or unforgiveness. And if you didn't deal with it, then bitterness begins to set in. You've got to let go of that. Bitterness is like having a bad taste in your mouth about something. And we talked about in the last broadcast about Esau and Jacob. That was the case when Jacob cheated Esau out of his inheritance. And what was his reaction? He got very bitter. If you've been cheated out of something in your life, don't get bitter. Don't get bitter or you're going to give place to the devil. And of course, what happened? A hatred got in him. Even a murder spirit. He wanted to go and kill him. It's going to be a great mistake. God says, love those that have come against you. We're supposed to love our enemies and bless those that have cursed us. Just look to God. God will turn things around. Follow God and He will bring blessings in your life. If you have been cheated in any way by the devil or in anything, don't get bitter against God. Don't get bitter against a person who's done something. Otherwise, it's only going to serve to bring damage to you. And the one who might have been used of the enemy who cheated you, know that they're going to be reaping what they sowed. You know, Jacob, he reaped what he sowed. What happened to him, even though he cheated Esau, he ended up getting cheated himself by Laban. Laban cheated Jacob. He ended up having to serve him 7 years and got the wrong daughter for his wife, Leah, instead of the one that he wanted, which was Rachel. Now, don't have an attitude against the person. Forgive them. But just know that God, He's not mocked. What a man sows, he's going to reap. And vengeance is mine. He says He will repay. In Exodus chapter 1, verse 14, we looked at the scripture where the Egyptians had the Israelites in hard bondage, and their lives were bitter because of the hard bondage. Have you had a hard life? Have you had a lot of destructive things that have occurred, maybe in marriage, or as you were growing up when you were a young child in a home situation? Have you had some things occur in your professional life where you've been being treated wrongly, and it's caused you to be bitter because of the things that you've had to deal with? Don't get that bitterness. Don't hold that bitterness. Let it go. It's only going to eat you up. Many times people have reacted wrongly and begin to blame God. Don't blame God for your problems. It is a work of the enemy. God's the one who's on your side to help you to get set free. So don't get bitter and blame God, and don't blame others. Otherwise, you'll have an area of sin and unforgiveness in you, and that'll stop your prayer life. It'll stop the blessings of God from coming forth with you. Let go of the bitterness and start walking in the ways of the Lord and watch God turn the curse into a blessing. Exodus 15, here's a case where there's the bitter water in the wilderness. And what was the answer? What was the answer for this bitter water? The wrong thing, of course, is the people began to murmur against Moses instead of looking unto the Lord. Moses then, of course, cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a type of Jesus. He showed him a tree which he had cast in the waters, and the waters were made sweet. That tree is a type of the cross. What did Jesus do? He went to the cross. He bore away our sin, sickness, and disease, and poverty, and He turned the bitter into the sweet. Jesus has redeemed you from death to life. Get your eyes on Him. You may have had some destructive things. Don't react as they did. They murmured and complained and griped over the things that have happened. I see many Christians out there, they've been through some destructive things that other people have put them through, and they get into an attitude of bitterness, and they are murmurers and complainers and gripers, and they carry that attitude on throughout their life. Don't let that happen to you. You are given place to that bitterness to work in your life. Repent. Confess that sin. Hearken unto the Word. Get looking at Jesus. He's the answer. He'll turn the bitterness into sweet. He'll turn things around and lead you in the path of victory in your life. If we walk in any areas of sin, we would open up the door for the enemy to work, and it will bring bitter water. And that that action of walking in sin will bring a curse upon us. And this is important. You can open up the door for all kinds of physical ailments. I've seen so many that because they've gotten into some sort of a negative attitude over what people have done, it opens up the door with that bitterness to arthritic spirits coming in, or pain, physical problems, emotional problems, mental problems, because they've opened the door by that bitterness. Let it go. Now, we saw in the last broadcast also the scriptures about Ruth. Ruth was married to one of Naomi's sons, and they went into the wrong land. They made a mistake and went to Moab instead of believing God to take care of them. And they went out in the land of the Ites. You don't go out in the land of the Ites, otherwise you'll open up the door for the enemy. And what happened? Out in the land of the Ites, the husband and the two sons ended up dying. And, of course, what was the reaction? The reaction was to blame God. You know, it's amazing. When calamities happen in a person's life, everybody wants to instantly blame God. Don't ever blame God. God is not your problem. God is your answer. Who's the one who comes to steal, kill, and destroy? It's the devil. You know, many times we've made a mistake. We've made a bad decision. You know, you made a bad decision when you got married to a person that was destructive or was an unbeliever, when the Bible said, be not unequally yoked together with an unbeliever. You made a bad marriage. You made a bad partnership. You made a bad friendship. You got around the wrong kind of people in disobedience to the Word of God. You made a bad decision that caused you to lose finances or lose out in something. Well, you just missed it. You need to realize that, well, I made a mistake. Instead of blaming God or putting it off on Him or blaming someone else and getting bitter about it, that's a great mistake. Instead, admit your mistake. Confess your sin. Receive that forgiveness and cleansing. You know, they wouldn't admit their guilt that they made the wrong choice. You need to realize the fact that you made a mistake if you have made a wrong decision. Don't ever get bitter about it. Just repent from it, turn around, look to God to direct you, and He'll show you the way to go. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 10, here's a case where Hannah was barren. She was not seeing the promise of God of having the child come to pass. She was in bitterness of soul, it says in verse 10, and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. She was bitter in her soul because she was barren. Well, that's not the right answer. The right answer is, instead, let go of that bitterness of soul. At least she did the right thing, which was, in the midst of that situation, she came to the Lord. Well, when you start looking to God, He's going to turn things around. If you get bitter over circumstances, you're not going to see anything happen but destruction. And this also speaks, here she was barren of not having a child, but this also can speak of us being barren concerning not seeing a promise of God come to pass. Have you been believing for a promise of God to come to pass? You haven't seen the promise. You've gone to God, you know, and you haven't seen something. Well, a lot of times it's a lack of knowledge, a lack of understanding. And maybe we have opened up the door and given place to the enemy. There's a reason, because all the promises of God are yea and in Him amen. The promises are sure. His word is sure and steadfast. There's not one promise that has failed. 1 Kings 8:56, no promise has failed. God watches over His word to perform it. His word will not return void. What's the answer? Don't get bitter because you haven't seen things happen yet. Seek the Lord. Follow Him. Get the knowledge of God. Keep praying. Keep speaking the word. Keep taking dominion over the works of the enemy. Drive out everything that's hindering you, and watch. God will perform the word. And of course, that's what happened for her. Praise the Lord. In 2 Samuel chapter 2, verse 26, Abner called to Joab and said, "Shall the sword devour forever? Knowest thou not that it will be bitterness in the latter end? How long shall it be then, ere thou bid the people return from following their brethren?" Here the sword was devouring them forever. And he says, don't keep devouring the people. If you keep devouring the people, you end up in bitterness. I'll tell you, we've got to learn to not be letting ourselves have bitter words coming out of our mouth. Don't be destructive against people. Don't be destructive with your mouth. Don't be destructive in your attitude. The sword's a type of your mouth. The sword was devouring forever. You keep on speaking negative things against people. You keep on being critical and fault-finding and judgmental. You keep on speaking words of sarcasm that bring hurts and wounds, devouring people. No wonder you end up in bitterness. God wants you to repent of that. Don't let your mouth devour people. Turn around and let go of that. Start walking in the ways of the Lord. Praise God. 2 Kings 14:26. Here's the case where the Lord saw the affliction of Israel that it was very bitter, for there was not any shut up, nor any left, nor any helper for Israel. You know, many people are in a situation, they've had destruction come, they get bitter because they haven't found the help. Well, who is the help? The Lord is your help. People get bitter when they don't find help. And usually it's because they're looking in all the wrong directions. They're looking for a person to help them. They might be looking for a spouse to help them. They might be looking for a son or a daughter to help them. They might be looking for a mother or a father or who knows, a job, somebody out there to try to be their help for them. You know, the Lord is your help. People may fail you, but the Lord will never fail you. Look to the Lord. The Lord is your help. He's the one who will solve your problem. He's the one that will bring you out of bondage, and He will set you free. Praise God. You know, Job was another one. He got bitter. What happened? He was in fear, and he was given place to the devil. That's why the evil things came upon him. He lost his family. He lost his property. He lost his health because of his fear, and he got bitter at God. He missed the whole boat. He was complaining in the bitterness of his soul, Job 7:11. He said how he was filled with bitterness in 9:18. In Job 10:1, he was complaining and he was speaking in the bitterness of his soul because of the calamities that occurred. In fact, in Job 21:25, he says, another dieth in the bitterness of his soul and never eateth with pleasure. You know, if you have bitterness, you're not going to enjoy the things in life. Don't be bitter over the circumstances. Learn to rejoice in what God's doing instead of looking at what the devil's been doing. You can't enjoy your life, and you won't enjoy the things that God wants to bring forth if you keep on being in bitterness. Bitterness will kill your life. His soul was vexed, and he accused God until the place where he repented, realized he uttered things that were not according to knowledge. He got himself turned around, and then as soon as he did that, God turned it around and blessed him. He blessed him with twice as much as what he had before. If you've been bitter about circumstances, let it all go. Quit having that negative attitude. As long as you maintain bitterness, it'll defile you and everybody you're around. You repent, get things right, start speaking the word, and God will start turning it around and turn that curse into a blessing. Praise God, do it, and watch God move in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I